Hello everyone, welcome to our English broadcasting studio. I'm your friend Jenny. So happy to see you again. Tonight, we'll talk about the value of time. I'm really hope all of you can spend a wonderful time with me and get a better development about English in the coming days.Time says the proverb is money. This means that every moment we are spent may put some money into our pockets. If our time is usefully employed, it will either turn out some useful and important piece of work, which will fit its price in the market.Or it will add to our experience and increase our capacities so as to enable us to earn money. When the proper opportunity comes, let those who think nothing of wasting time remember this. Our life is nothing more than our time. To kill time is therefore a form of suicide. We are shocked when we think of death.And we spare no pains, no trouble, and no expense to preserve life. But we are too often indifferent to the loss of an hour or of a day, forgetting that our life is the sum total of the days and of the hours we live. A day or an hour wasted is therefore so much life forfeited.Our life is a brief span, measuring some 70 or 80 years in all. But nearly one third of this had to be spent in sleep. Some years had to be spent over our meals. Some in making journeys on land and voyages by sea. Some in merrymaking. Some in watching over the seabeds of our nearest and dearest relatives.Now, if all these years were to be deducted from the turnover which our life is spent, we shall find about 20 or 30 years at our disposal for active work. Whoever remembers this can never really waste a single moment of his life.
Put your makeup on, get your nails done, curl your hair, run the extra mile, keep it slim so they like you. Do they like you? Get your sexy on, don't be shy, girl, take it off, this is what you want to belong so they like you. Do you like you? You don't have to try so hard.
All time is precious, but the time of our childhood and of our youth is more precious than any other portion of our existence. For those are the periods when alone we can acquire knowledge and develop our capacities. If we allow these morning hours of life to slip away, we shall never be able to recall the Lord's. Just as morning light out in trees doubles and travels itself in time, so the precious hours of childhood and youth, if properly used, will yield us incalculable advantages. To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who has failed a final exam. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who has given birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask an editor of weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask the lovers who are waiting to meet. To realize the value of 1 minute, ask a person who has missed the train, bus, or plane. To realize the value of 1 second, ask a person who has survived an accident. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person who has won a silver medal in the Olympics. Time waits for no one. Treasure every moment you have.
You don't have to try so hard. You don't have to give it all away. You just have to get up, get up, get up, get up. You don't have to change a single thing. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try, 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 try. You don't have to try. You don't have to try. Take your makeup off, let your hair down, take a breath, look into the mirror at yourself. Don't you like you? 'Cause I like you.
If our love was a fairy tale, I would charge in and rescue you.
The significant inscription found on an old key, "If I reached a rust," would be an excellent motto for those who are afflicted with the slightest bit of endurance. Even the most industrious person may adopt it with advantage to serve as a reminder that if one allows his faculties to risk, like the animal in the unused key, they will soon show signs of rust and ultimately cannot do the work required of them. Those who would attain the highest reached and kept by great men must keep their faculties flushed by constant use, so that they may unlock the doors of knowledge, the gate that guard the entrance to the professions, to science, art, literature, agriculture, every department of human endeavor.
You don't even know how very special you are. You leave me breathless. You're everything good in my life. You leave me breathless. I still can't believe that you're mine. You just walked out of one of my dreams. So beautiful, you're leaving me. You must have been sent from heaven to earth to change me.
The significant inscription found on old key, "If I risk, I rust," would be an excellent motto for those who are afflicted with the slightest bit of endurance. Even the most industrious person may adopt it with advantage to serve as a reminder that if one allows his faculties to risk, like the animal in the unused key, they will soon show signs of rust and ultimately cannot do the work required of them. Those who would attain the heights reached and kept by great men must keep their faculties polished by constant use, so that they may unlock the doors of knowledge, the great that guard the entrance to the professions, to science, art, literature, agriculture, every department of human endeavor. Industry keeps bright the key that opens the treasury of achievement. If he Miller, after toiling all days in a quarry, had devoted his evenings to rest and recreation, he would never have become a famous geologist, the celebrated mathematician Edmund Stone would never have published a mathematical dictionary, never have found the key to science of mathematics, if he had given his spare moment to idleness, had the little scotchlight Ferguson allowed the busy brain to go to sleep while he turned sheep on the hillside instead of calculating the position of the stars by a string of beads. He would never have become a famous astronomer.
So live another day, the meaning of forgiveness. People make mistakes, doesn't mean you have to give in. Life is worth living again. Relationship on a ski slope, avalanche coming down slow. Do we have enough time to salvage this love? Feels like a blizzard in April.
Sometimes I have thought it would be an excellent ruler to live each day as if we should die tomorrow. Such an attitude would emphasize sharply the values of life. We should live each day with a gentleness, a vigor, and a kindness of appreciation which are often lost when time stretches before us in the constant panorama of more days and months and years to come. There are those, of course, who would adopt the empirical motto of eat, drink, and be merry, but most people would be chastened by the certainty of impending death.
People make mistakes, doesn't mean you have to give in. Life is worth living again.
In stories, the dormant hero is usually saved at the last minute by some stroke of fortune, but almost always his sense of values is changed. He becomes more appreciative of the meaning of life and its prominent spiritual values. It has often been noted that those who live or have lived in the shadow of death bring a manner sweetness to everything they do.
Oh yeah. Life is worth living, so live another day. The meaning of forgiveness. People make mistakes, only God can judge me. Life is worth living again, another day. Life is worth living again.
Most of us, however, take life for granted. We know that one day we must die, but usually we picture that day as far in the future. When we are in buoyant health, death is all but unimaginable. We seem to think of it. The death strides out in an endless vista. So we go about our pretty tasks, hardly aware of our listless attitude towards life.
It's your time to fly. Your time to fly. Becomes a leap of faith. That's when you realize you started flying. So don't you ever say you're giving up. No, there's no looking back. 'Cause we were all meant to fly. Spread your wings across the universe. It's your time to. It's your time to shine. There's a light inside of all of us. Soon you'll find that it's
the same lethargy. I'm afraid characterizes the use of all our faculties and sense. Only the deaf appreciate hearing. Only the blind realize the manifold blessing that lies inside. Particularly that this observation applies to those who have lost sight and hearing in adult life. But those who have never suffered impairment of sight or hearing, see them make the fullest use of this blessed faculties. Their eyes and ears take in all sights and sounds healthily, without conservation, and with a little appreciation. It's the same old story of not being grateful for what we have until we lost it. Of not being conscious of health until we are here.
It's your time to fly. Spread your wings across the universe. It's your time to. It's your time to shine. There's a light inside of all of us. Soon you'll find that it's your time to fly.
From the rain and snow, trying to forget, but I won't let go. Looking at a crowded street, listening to my own heartbeat. So many people all around the world. Tell me, where do I find someone?
I have often thought it would be a blessing if each human being were striking blind and deaf for a few days at some time during his early adult life. Darkness would make him more appreciative of sight. Silence would teach him the joys of sound.
We're only here today. Love is now or never. Me far away.
Now and then I have tested my seeing friends to discover what they see. Recently I was visited by a very good friend who had just returned from a long walk in the woods, and I asked her what she had observed. Nothing in particular, she replied it. I might have been incredulous had I not been accustomed to such reports. For long ago, I became convinced that the seeing see little.
by, looking at the moon through a clear blue sky. I should go and see some friends, but they don't really comprehend. I don't need too much talking without saying anything. All I need is someone who makes me wanna sing. Take me to your heart, take me to your soul. Give me your hand before I'm old. Show me what love is, haven't got a clue. Show me that wonders can be true. They say nothing lasts forever, we're only here today. Love is now or never, bring me far away. Take me to your heart, take me to your soul. Give me your hand and hold me. Show me what love is, be my guiding star. It's easy, take me to your heart. Take me to your heart.
'Perhaps I can best illustrate by imagining what I should most like to see. If I were given the use of my eyes, say, for just 3 days, and while I'm imagining, suppose you too, set your mind to work on the problem of how you would use your own eyes if you had only 3 more days to see. If with the oncoming darkness of the third night, you know that the sun would never rise for you again, how would you spend those 3 precious inventing days? What would you most want to let you guide us upon?
Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know.
I naturally should want most to see the things which have become dear to me through my eyes of darkness. You too would want to let your eyes rest on the things that have become dear to you, so that you could take the memory of them with you into the night that loomed before you.
Let the storm rage on, the cold never bothered me anyway. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small.
燕子去了有再来的时候，杨柳枯了有再青的时候，为什么日子一去不复返呢？这是现代作家朱自清写的《匆匆》的开头的一段。这匆匆是什么匆匆呢？它不是人来的匆匆，不是人走的匆匆，而是时间流逝的匆匆。时间走得匆匆，所以我们更得珍惜时间。世界上最快而又最慢，最长而又最短，最平凡而又最珍贵，最易被忽视而又令人后悔的是什么呢？对，就是时间。如果说空间不那么公正，那么时间却是相当公正的。上天赐给我们每个人的最丰盛的礼物就是时间，因为无论多么富裕的人都无法用金钱买到更多的时间。然而就有一句话体现了用金钱是买不到时间的，就是一寸光阴一寸金，寸金难买寸光阴。而再怎么贫穷的人，一天也有24小时的时间供他使用。珍惜时间吧，时间是非常重要的。就拿滑铁卢战役来说，拿破仑在原本胜券在握的滑铁卢战役中大败，原因是什么呢？就是太轻敌了，没有把握好时间。来到英国的时候休息了一天，到第二天再攻打香港， 结果让英军有机会在山上筑好工事，有充分的时间做好准备，正应了《明日歌》中的一句话：明日复明日，明日何其我生待明日，万事成蹉跎。对啊，如果把时间都拖到明天去做，那还有什么是可以做得好呢？时间就是一块有水的海绵，只要用力挤，就能挤出相当多的水。所以说，你只要珍惜每一分每一秒，把时间化零为整，把时间从你的海绵里挤出来，你就会收获更多的喜悦。从现在开始，你有什么理由不珍惜时间呢？So we should cherish every minute. Do what you should do. To strive for what you can do. To pursue what you want to do. Do not waste time. Do not leave regret. Okay, how time flies. It's time to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. 美好的时光总是短暂的，今天的节目就要接近尾声了，感谢您的收听，我们下期不见不散。I learned my way, and it's not too long.